Hello, and welcome to episode 4 of Preach. I'm Rabbi Don Weber. Today I'm going to talk to you about the biggest change I ever made in my preaching style. The change which resulted in most of my best sermons. This change started about 20 years into my career, when I realized that I was getting bored with my sermons. I still liked the subject I was talking about, and I actually liked the sermons I had written. But when I listened to myself give them, they felt flat and empty and boring. It was as if I had used up all my creative energy on writing the text, and there wasn't any left for the delivery. And I thought, how could I change that? What if I gave up my security blanket? What if I got away from the written text in front of me? What would that change about my preaching? Well, if I didn't have a text, then I could look at people as I talk to them. I could use my hands. I could get off the bima. I could talk to people instead of lecturing them. How could I do this? Well, I'd have to give up the whole idea behind a written text. I'd have to give up carefully crafted phrases and concentrate instead on remembering where I was in the sermon and where I wanted to go. I'd have to prepare more, not less, to do sermons this way. I'd have to write my sermon in the form of an outline, which is something I'm very comfortable with. I like outlining. Then I'd have to practice it over and over until I knew how to get from one point to the next. As I practiced, I'd gradually cut out parts of the outline that I had mastered, leaving only one page by the day of the sermon, with just the major points that I had to communicate from one to the next to the next. And what did I have at the top of that one page of notes that I'd looked at before I started to preach? I had my one sentence there to keep me on track. So I tried it, and it worked. The response was instantaneous, and it was powerful. Getting off the bima, speaking openly, face to face, and using my hands and my arms, and actually my whole body, to communicate was like turning on the lights in a dark room. Everything was clearer. Everything was more passionate. My messages spoke to people as if I were talking to them one to one. This was the change which changed everything about my preaching. But there are things to consider before trying to work without a net, as my wife and I call it. First, remember, this is going to require more work, not less. If you think this is an excuse to get up and just talk off the top of your head, please let me know when and where you're going to do it, because I don't want to be there for it. That's a conversation for the onik, not the contents of a sermon. This is going to require all the work of a written sermon, plus the additional work of committing it to memory. Second point, this method is not for everybody. I am a type A personality. My wife says I'm type capital A with serifs. I have some obsessive compulsive tendencies, and I have a moderately photographic memory. All of these work to make it possible for me to visualize the outline of the sermon as I'm speaking. At the same time, please know that I am terrified most days before delivering a sermon like this. So if the idea scares you, welcome to the club. It scares me too. But I suggest you try it a few times anyway. If you try it and you find it doesn't work for you, if you find that your brain doesn't bend into the shape that can hold all this information at the same time while remembering to walk and breathe as well, then don't do it. But if you're going to give it a try, here's something that will help you to ease the stress a little. There is one thing that will help make it easier for you to do this, that will make it easier for you to remember what you want to say next, and that is your one sentence. Because it turns out that focusing on my one sentence as I write and deliver my sermons means I always know where I'm going. Now, Were there examples which I had in my text, but which I forgot to include when I delivered the sermon? Yes, there were. Were there times when I jumped over a whole section of my sermon because my mind went to point three when I was aiming for point two? Fortunately, not too often, but that happened too. Did I ever have an episode of full-on brain flatulence where I completely forgot what I was doing up there and didn't have a piece of paper to save me? Thank God, no. That never happened, except in my feverish nightmares the night before I gave those sermons, when it happened all the time. So what makes this worth the risk, and the work, and the sleepless nights? Personally, doing this has restored my love and my excitement for preaching. I can no longer hide behind a text, literally or figuratively. I have to put my whole self out there, face to face with my congregants as I preach. It's scary and challenging and thrilling. I take my idea, my one sentence. I get off the bima. I walk up to my congregants. I look at them as I speak, and I preach to them. This style of preaching strips away fancy rhetoric. There may be some of you who can speak the King's English off the cuff, but I'm not one of you. When I speak without a text, I speak the way I speak. You're welcome to listen to many of my sermons on my website, rabbidonweber.com, where you will hear the conversational tone of my preaching when I work without a text. Which leads me to the biggest reward of all for embracing this style of preaching. People listen. I mean, they really, really listen. When I walk up the aisle in the sanctuary and I look from face to face as I preach, people respond. They respond by turning toward me, by paying attention, by treating me as a human in conversation, not someone on the BMO who could just as easily be on a TV monitor. How do I know they listen? Because after I started doing this, people began to pull me aside to share a secret after our services. Rabbi, I know they think you were talking to all of them in your sermon, but I know you wrote it for me. Thank you. If ever there was an antidote to nice sermon, Rabbi, this is it. And I hear it again and again when I work without Annette. Like everything else in this podcast, I offer ideas, and you choose what you do with them. If you're going to try this style of preaching, start small. Pick an ordinary service with an ordinary sermon, and take a leap of faith. Like any clergy skill, this one takes practice and determination. It will feel scary, for sure. But I hope you'll check yourself to see if you also find it exciting. I do. And if you do too, then this style may work for you. Oh, and one last thing. Be sure you record all the sermons you deliver this way. Because when people ask you for copies, and they will, you can explain that the only finished copy is the recording, because the sermon wasn't done until I gave it. That's powerful. And that's preaching. On our next episode, Mommy and Daddy, where do sermons come from? Have fun.